The worst thing that I think anyone has ever said to me, and it happens often, is you don't look like what you've been through. Well, you know, well, this is what depression looked like. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have to stop glorifying the face. You know, black does crack. And if you don't work on it, you'd be broken at Bryland or ECMC.
Front Seat Life principal Carrie Marie Wofford echoed her fellow panelists' concerns about stigma within the community. She says there's a reluctancy to get help. Among barriers like poverty, learned trauma, and discrimination, there's also a shortage of African-American mental health professionals. Mental health counselor Aaron Moss says it's important for some people to talk to someone who looks like them.
You know, we're so underrepresented in the healthcare field, period, not just the mental health field, but definitely in the mental health field, and people are searching for someone that represents them. You know, especially when we look at some of the issues that folks are wanting to come in to talk about. And I have to explain to them that that's okay, that we learn that in our training, that sometimes people want someone that represents them. We understand that if someone had a disability, maybe they would want to see someone that could relate to them in that way.
But Pastor George Nicholas later pointed out that given the current stigma, just the opposite can be true as well.
For as many black folks that will come to her because she's a black therapist, there are probably five black folks that won't come to her because she's a black therapist, right? And that sickness, we have to heal ourselves of that.
Sweet Home High School at-risk counselor Kelly Coren-Lucci says while we typically voice these concerns about young men, the same, if not more, could be said for young women.
With clients that I have worked with, I see even with students, you know, moms coming in and, oh, my mom is so strong, she's so strong. That's good. My mom is strong, but she releases, and it's important for us as African-American women to be able to talk about our pains, our hurts.
All the panelists agree there's no one image of mental illness. It can impact anyone and all ages. The next step is continuing these conversations and making sure services are in place for a community with many areas underserved. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.